学习。
And these are all lessons that God wants us to learn when we go to a new place.
所以当我们到一个教会去的时候，
So when we go to a church,
我们要用心的去观察。
We must observe diligently.
先不要去判断、论断说这怎么样。
Not to judge about the things there.
因为这需要时间。
Because it takes time.
如果我们跟弟兄姐妹跟着更认识、更熟悉之后，我们才会知道。原来这是非常不容易的。
If we get to know the brothers and sisters there, then we will come to realize that what is now the church is very, was very difficult to come to fruition.
听到索菲亚姐妹她怎么样依靠神来做她的功课。
We also heard about how Sister Sophia relied on God to do her homework.
她其实是做了一个非常不容易的决定。
She made a difficult choice.
因为她要有两个主修。
Because she is double majoring.
是两个非常不同的专业。
And these are two very different majors.
这是一般人可能很难做到的。
These are things that most people may not be able to achieve.
因为同时要用她左边的脑跟她右边的脑。
Because she is using her left brain and her right brain at the same time.
这两个脑要一起用，真的就是手脑并用了。
It is difficult to use both brains at the same time. It is hand-brain coordination.
但是我们也看到他很愿意接受挑战。
But we also see that she is willing to face these challenges.
今天很多弟兄姐妹，我们都不愿，我们很怕接受挑战。
Today there are many brothers and sisters who fear facing challenges.
所以很多时候遇到困难的时候，我们就退缩。
So when we meet difficulties, we revert back.
就退到去打电动玩具，打 game.
And we retreat to video games.
退到去喝酒。
To drinking.
退到去跟朋友 hang out， 然后浪费时间，逃避。
To hang out with friends, wasting time and escaping.
其实我们每个人都会在生活当中经历不同的挑战。
But in our lives, everyone faces different kinds of challenges.
我们一定要有愿意靠神的心。
We must have a heart to rely on God.
希望他的经历能够给我们一些提醒。
So we hope that Sister Sophia's experience can caution us.
靠神没有做不到的，一定可以做到。
There is nothing impossible if we rely on God.
而且神的祝福会非常的奇妙。
And God's blessings will be miraculous and wonderful.
但是这当中有一个前提，我们一定要先抓住。
But there must be a prerequisite that we achieve.
我们一定要亲近教会，亲近神。
We must draw close to the church and draw close to God.
我在听他见证的时候，我事实上是深有同感。
When I was listening to her testimony, I felt a lot of empathy.
因为有时候我们到一个教会去，你会发现。教会空空的，没有人。
Because sometimes we go to a church and the church is basically empty.
这个时候我们很可能想说，那我不要来算了。
This time, at this point, we might think we might as well not come.
当教会都空空的，没有人的时候，我们去参加聚会的时候，我们的心很不一样的。
When the church is basically empty, when we go to service, our heart is different.
今天如果我们来到会堂守安息日，但是教会时间到了，只有坐两三个人。我们会怎么样想
？Today, if we come to church and to keep the Sabbath, and there are only two or three people sitting in the pews, what would we think?
你来的时候，会堂已经坐满了人，你的感受又是如何
？How is it different from our mentality if we come to the chapel and it is filled?
我们就看到说，其实参加聚会本身就是一个很重要的圣工。
Through this, we see that coming to service itself is a holy work.
就是因为。很多人没有信心来要参加聚会，所以会场才会空空的。
It is because many people do not have the faith to come to service that the chapel will be empty.
他们没有办法把时间分出来，提早来，所以教会要开始聚会的时候没有什么人。
Because they cannot put aside the time to come to service early, so then the chapel is empty.
这个时候，我们如果想说，那我不要来算了。
So at this point, if we think might as well not come.
其实我们就是等，一直都等着别人给我们，我们一直是要接受别人先来参加聚会。让我们可以这样子觉得说来到教会非常温暖，我们一直都在领受。
We are always waiting for others to give and for us to receive because we come to church and we receive warmth, and we feel we enjoy that.
我们一定要反过来想，就是因为教会没有人，所以我要提早到教会来祷告。
But on the flip side, it is because that the chapel is empty, so we have to come early to come pray.
我们一定要把参加聚会当做一个非常重要的圣工。
We must think of coming to service as an important holy work.
因为你的出现可能会激励其他人来的人会。觉得更喜欢来教会。
Because your presence might inspire others to want to come to church.
你不来，更多人就不会来。
If you do not come, then more people will stop coming.
教会就越来越冷淡。
And the church will grow colder and colder.
所以希望我们可以能够从他见证里面得到一些提醒。
So we hope that through Sister Sophia's testimony, we can learn these lessons.
那这个过程其实就是神他在训练我们，也是跟我们在很亲密的一个时间。
This process of training from God is also a time where we are very close to God.
他的这个经历虽然只有一年，但是我相信在他的生命里面一定会谨记不会忘记的。
Even though this experience was only for 1 year, but I believe that she will never forget this in her life.
就好像在耶利米书第二章第二节里面提到，神他记得他跟以色列百姓最亲密的时候，就是他们在旷野紧紧跟随他的那一段日子。
Like in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2, the Lord said that the closest period of time when he felt with the Israelites was when the Israelites followed him closely in the wilderness.
所以我们时常数算主的恩典。
So we must often count the blessings from God.
我们内心就会平静安稳。
So that we can have peace in our hearts.
他们也会生出喜乐。
And we will have joy.
那么就会看到说神真的很爱我们。
And finally, we will see that God truly loves us.
让我们经历不同的环境。
He lets us experience different environments.
他的手一直会扶持我们。
And his hand will continue to uphold us. 因
为他要我们成长。
Because he wants us to grow.
将来能够成为他的有用的仆人。
So that we can be useful servants to him in the future.
感谢主的恩典。
Thank God for his grace.
我们接下来要请 Ivan 弟兄来做见证。
Next, we ask Brother Ivan to come up and testify for us.
他是从凤凰城教会来的。
He is from Phoenix Church.
即将要进入大学。
And he is about to enter college.
所以他要来跟我们见证他在这段成长的过程当中，他怎么样来持守住主的诫命吩咐。
He will testify about how, while he's growing up, he kept God's commands.
相信在他即将进入大学的这个新的生命里面的另外一个篇章的时候，更能够把信仰持守住。
I believe that as he's about to enter this new chapter in his life, which is college, he will be able to further keep his faith.
因为他已经在这个坚守神的命令上已经得到了教训了。
Because in this teaching of keeping God's commandments, he has already learned his lesson.
我们现在就请 Ivan 弟兄来做见证。
We now ask Brother Ivan to come up and testify.
啊 ，Before I share, let's bow our heads together to pray in silence.
我们先大家一同低头默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
So since young, it has been a struggle for me to keep the Sabbath as God commanded.
我从小时候开始就对要守安息日觉得是一个非常艰难的任务。
Especially in my heart.
尤其是在我心中。
Just like it is recorded in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, how we should not seek our own pleasure.
就像以赛亚书五十三章，
五十八，
五十八章，十三节那里说，我们不应该在安息日的时候，做自己的事。
So in 2017, I plan to attend two separate choir events.
在二零一七年的时候，我计划要参加两个不同的合唱团的的活动。
One in February and the other in March.
一个在二月，一个在三月。
So the February event was to be held close to my high school.
二月的那个活动是在我的高中附近。
And I decided to audition because I was very curious about the professional environment that it was supposed to be about.
我决定要面试，因为我对这个专业的环境感到非常的好奇。
And I also had some peer pressure from my choir teacher as well as choir classmates.
我也从我的合唱团的教师还有朋友中也有拿到也有一些压力。
And so even though I knew that I would be giving up a Saturday,
虽然我知道我这样需要放弃一个星期六。
I ended up auditioning and I got in.
但是我还是面试了，然后我也进了。
And so I was set to join the practice on Friday and prepare for the concert Saturday.
所以星期五的时候就有一个练习，然后星期六的时候就有要准备去这个活动。
And everything went as planned on Friday.
星期五的时候所有的事情都照着计划进行。
Until Friday night.
一直到星期五晚上。
Because after the practice on Friday, I was in a rush to eat dinner and go to Friday night service.
因为星期五晚上的练习完之后，我吃晚餐吃得很急，因为我要去参加星期五的安息日聚会。
And so for dinner, there happened to be fish to eat.
那天晚餐刚刚好有鱼。
And normally, I don't have much trouble with like fish bones. You know?
我通常不会对吃鱼骨头有什么问题。
Except this time, I ended up swallowing one larger fish bone, I think.
但这一次我刚刚好就吞了一个还蛮大的鱼骨头。
And it hurt.
鱼刺，然后我就还蛮痛的。
Yeah, and on the car ride to service, it still hurt.
然后到要去教会的这个车程中还是在痛。
And so in my heart, I was wondering if God was trying to tell me not to go.
在我的心中，我就开始想说，神是否在告诉我不要去参加。
And I couldn't make a decision until the hymn singing before service.
然后我是到在开始聚会之前的会前唱诗，我才做了决定。
Because during the hymn singing, when they were singing hymn 135.
因为我在唱诗的时候，他们刚好唱到第135首。
Hymn 135, and then the lyrics in English.
英文的歌词说。
The part where it says, "Go where thy duty calls, fear may assail thee."
他说，去任务召你去的地方，那你的恐惧可能会攻击你。
God is thy strength and shield; he will not fail thee.
那神是你的力量，也是你的盾牌，他不会让你失望。
So when we sang that, I was very moved.
所以当我们唱这首诗的时候，我就心里很感动。
I was both crying and trembling.
我就边颤抖边哭。
And so to me, that was both a stern warning and also an encouragement to keep the Sabbath.
对我来说，这就是神给我一个严厉的警告，也是一个鼓励，让我要守安息日。
So with that, on Saturday morning, I told my choir teacher that I wasn't going.
所以星期六早上我就跟我的合唱团的教师说我没有要再去参加活动了。
And also because the pain in my throat still persisted.
因为我的喉咙中的痛还是没有减轻。
Yeah, so thank God I attended the entire Sabbath service.
所以感谢神，我那整个安息日的聚会我都有参加。
But I still ended up visiting the ER because the pain in my throat was still persisting.
但是我之后还是去了急诊室，因为我的喉咙中的疼痛还是继续。
After a long wait, the result was that there was no bone.
在等待了很久之后，出来的结果告诉我说，其实里面没有骨头。
And they suggested maybe it was just a little scarring.
他跟我说，可能只是就是受了一点伤而已。
And thank God, after about 2 days, the pain went away.
那感谢神，在大约两天之后，疼痛就减轻了。
So even though the February event was over,
虽然这个二月的活动已经过了
，I still had the March event to think about.
但是我还是需要考虑到我三月的活动。
This one was more difficult because, it was a high school choir event, like my school choir event.
这个决定比较困难，因为这是我们高中的合唱团的活动。
And we decided to go back in 2016.
而且我们在2016年的时候就决定参加了。
Because we committed to pay $1,600 per student to go.
而且我们一个学生就付了1600块美元要去。
Yeah, because we're going to New York for a weekend.
因为我们是要去纽约，是要一个周末去纽约参加活动。
So by February, I already had paid most of the $1,600 fee.
所以在二月的时候，我就已经把我1600美元的这个费用大概都付完了。
And because I was too scared to give up on my commitment and try to explain to my choir teacher and choir friends.
因为我不敢放弃我一开始跟他们讲说要去这个活动的事情，然后不敢跟我的合唱团的朋友还有教师解释。
I told myself maybe this will be the last time.
所以我就跟自己说这是最后一次。
To my shock, though, a few weeks before,
在我蛮惊讶的是，在那之前的几个礼拜
，there was the ER bill showed up to be $1,600 as well.
急诊室的费用刚刚好是1600美元。
So I had to give that a lot more thought.
所以我就思想了这件事情，想了蛮久的。
Unfortunately, I still gave in to my prior commitment.
但可惜的是，我还是决定要去参加原本说要去的这个活动。
But from here, I already know that God cares about our choices.
但从这个经历，我就知道神他真的非常在乎我们的选择。
So I did go to New York over the weekend.
所以那个周末我就真的去了纽约。
And thank God, nothing bad happened.
也感谢神，没有任何不好的事情发生。
And also on Saturday, I did have time to pray.
然后在星期六的时候，我还有时间可以祷告。
So I'm very thankful for that.
所以我对这件事非常的感恩。
And the only thing that I remember now most would be the Sunday evening concert.
我记得最清楚的就是那个星期天的晚上的音乐会。
Because in the middle of the concert, a very clear thought came to me.
因为在音乐会进行当中，有个非常清楚的想法到了我脑海中。
And the thought was, I do not belong here.
这个想法就是我不属于这里。
I feel like that not just from my head, also came from my heart.
而且这感觉像不是只是从我的脑中出来的，但是是从我心中来的一个想法。
So I believe that was a message from God.
所以我相信这是从神而来的一个讯息。
So.With these two events, I learned two lessons.
从这两个活动中，我学习到了两件事。
First, I learned how serious and valuable the Sabbath is.
第一，我学到了安息日是多么的重要，也多么的宝贵。
That Sabbath is a holy gift as well as a command from God.
安息日是一个很神圣的礼物，也是神给我们的一个指令。
And it truly is a sin to reject so great a blessing from our Heavenly Father.
所以假如我们拒绝了这么大的一个恩典的话，那就真的是一个罪。
Sabbath is also a very precious time to have rest from this world.
安息日也是一个非常宝贵的时间，让我们可以得到从这个世界出来的安息。
Because it is a sacred time to come out of the sinful environment.
因为我们这个时候可以离开充满罪恶的环境。
To rest of the worldly burdens,
可以卸下我们世上的重担
and also to just go home after a long week.
然后在一个非常久的星期之后可以回到家
And indeed, thank God that during Sabbath, more and more often, I can sense the joy and peace.
真的感谢神，在安息日的时候，我越来越开始感受到这种平安和喜乐。
Second, I learned more about what fearing God meant.
第二，我也学习到更多什么是敬畏神。
Back to the moment when I was crying and trembling.
回想起我那时候边颤抖边哭的时候。
I realized that every chance that we get to keep God's commandments is more from God's mercy and grace.
我发觉说，我们每次可以谨守主的命令的时候，诫命的时候，真的是他的恩典。
And so fearing God is not negative.
所以敬畏神不是坏事。
It's more about humbling ourselves to not rely on our willpower, but rely on God's mercy and grace.
是关于谦卑自己，让我们能够依靠神的旨意，而不是我们自己的旨意。
And fearing God should also be about learning to genuinely love God.
敬畏神也是关于我们要学习真正的爱神。
Because He first loved us.
因为他先爱我们。
Just as children superficially love, honor, and obey their parents at first,
就如同孩童一开始是只有表面上的孝敬爱父母
but come to understand and deeply love their parents over time.
但是在经过一段时间之后，就会真的非常的深爱他们的父母
Our relationship with God starts with a sort of respectful fear.
我们与神的关系一开始可能是比较多尊敬，比较多。
And should mature into the eternal first love, just like in Romans chapter 2, not Romans, Revelations chapter 2.
但是需要成长到在启示录第二章所说的起初的爱。
And to me, it's like loving God as if we were afraid to lose someone we love.
那对我来说，我们爱神就要像是我们爱到怕失去他一样。
And so the conclusion from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
所以传道书十二章十三节所说的
It says to fear God and keep his commandments.
告诉我们要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
And now in the New Testament, knowing that loving God is keeping his commandments.
那我从新约我们也知道爱神就是要谨守他的诫命。
That fearing God and loving God are pretty much the same and a very good thing.
我们也知道说敬畏神和爱神其实是同等的。然后是一个好事。
I'd love to say that I kept the Sabbath after March 2017.
所以我很想说，我从2017年的三月之后就一直都在守安息日。
But that would be a testimony for another time.
哦，但是那就是我之后才要见证的事。
So I hope that this is an encouragement for all of us to pray.
所以我希望这个可以鼓励大家要持续的祷告。
To pray to have the heart.That fears God.
祷告求神给我们敬畏他的心。
And that because we fear and love God, we can obey His commandments.
因为我们既敬畏又爱神，所以我们可以谨守他的诫命。
And the attitude of that kind of prayer, at least for me,
那这种祷告应该要有的态度对我来说
I'd like to refer to verse 3 of hymn 217
我想要翻到赞美诗第217首
217 also only in English because Chinese is different.
因为中文的版本是不一样，所以只是英文的歌词。
Yeah. So verse 3 says, "O to grace, how great a debtor."
所以第三节说，对我们这些欠债的人来说，这是多大的一个恩典。
Daily, I'm constrained to be.
然后我每天都被这个是绑住。
Let thy goodness as a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee.
让你的慈爱有如一个束缚一样，这样束缚我一直在漂流的心，绑住在你身上。
Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it.
主啊，我知道我很容易游荡。
Prone to leave the God I love.
游浪，然后离开我所爱的神。
Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above.
现在我献上我的心，请悦纳，然后把它放在你的宫殿中。
All right, this concludes my testimony. May all the glory, honor, and praise be unto God's name.
这结束我的分享。愿一切荣耀颂赞归于神。
感谢主的恩典，另外一个非常美好的见证。
Thank God for His grace for this another great testimony.
安息日，这是神的诫命，也是神的祝福。
The Sabbath day is God's commandment and also His blessing.
所以圣经告诉我们，义人基本上是要远离恶事。
The Bible tells us that the righteous man stays away from evil.
要远离恶事的前提，一定是要懂得敬畏神。
And to stay away from evil, the prerequisite is to fear God.
所以艾文弟兄见证他这个遵守安息日的这当中的体验。
So Brother Ivan testified about how he kept the Sabbath.
我们在大学里面有一个挑战。
In college, we have a challenge.
就是在星期五的时候，你会觉得很放松。
Which is on Friday nights, you'll feel very relaxed.
其实不是要到大学，你到高中的时候，你就觉得 Friday 来的时候你就很 happy。
This is not just in college, but even in high school, when Friday comes, you feel very happy.
因为你就不用做功课，你明天不用上学。
Because you don't need to do homework, and the next day you don't have classes.
睡到自然醒。
You can sleep until you naturally wake up.
那自然的话，你就聚会就迟到。
And then you'll naturally be late for service.
那有时候睡到自然醒的时候，聚会就不去了，因为就躺在床上安息了。
And sometimes when you sleep till you naturally wake up, you don't even go to service because you have rest on your bed.
所以许多大学的青年信仰之所以退步，其实都是因为忽视安息日而引起的。
So many college youth, their faith worsens at this point because they don't, they're not concerned about the Sabbath.
那忽视安息日的原因，其实是因为星期五晚上的活动太多。
And part of the reason is because on Friday nights they have too many activities.
太过放松的结果，就是会在安息日的时候就把它模糊过去了。
So being over relaxed means that the next day on Sabbath, they don't really emphasize it.
渐渐的，这就变成一个习惯。
And then it becomes a habit.
所以也是因为这样子，所以有时候我们在安息聚会前的祷告，有时候很少看到青年，因为他们都起得太晚了。
And because of this, during the prayer before Sabbath morning service, we often don't see youth because they don't wake up on time.
因为如果能够准时参加聚会就不错了，何况说要提早半个小时来祷告呢？
If they can come to service on time, that's already good enough. How could they even make it 30 minutes earlier to pray?
但是从艾文弟兄的见证，希望我们能够改变这样的一个倾向。
But from Brother Ivan's testimony, we hope that this phenomenon will change.
安息日其实是很大的祝福。
Sabbath is a great blessing.
我们一定要坚持住。
We must keep it.
不但在大学的阶段，而且是在我们生命当中的每一个安息日都要这样子重视。
Not only in college, but also every single Sabbath day in our life, we have to really be concerned about and emphasize it.
我要用诗篇92篇的一段话跟大家互相提醒。
I want to share Psalms chapter 92.
这是诗篇当中唯一一篇有关于安息日的诗歌。
This is the only psalm about the Sabbath.
在这安息日当中，我们要用我们的歌声来颂赞神。
And on the Sabbath day, we will use our voices to praise God.
所以用十弦的乐器和瑟，用弹琴优雅的声音，啊，每天早晨传扬你的慈爱，每天晚上传扬你的信实，这是美事。
Verse 2 and 3. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound.
我们今天早上在宣誓的时候，小丽非常感动。
When we were doing the hymnal presentation this morning, I was very moved.
如果我们的安息日，我们教会弟兄姐妹唱诗都能够像这样子在歌颂神，天上的众天使跟真神不知道会多么高兴。
If our hymnal worship every Sabbath day could be like this, then our Lord in heaven and all the angels would be so pleased and joyful.
因为当我们都同一个心在歌颂他，很清洁的心歌声在赞美他的时候，
when we are praising God with in one heart and with our voices,
我们的内心都欢呼喜乐，
our hearts are filled with joy.
那我们也可以在这一天里面享受神的创造。
And on this day, we can enjoy God's creation.
所以我们也是得到力量的从安息日当中得到力量的。
And through Sabbath, we can also gain strength.
所以第四节说，你高举了我的脚，如野牛的脚。我是被馨油膏了的。第十节。
Verse 10 says, But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil.
所以这是我们得力的一个每一周的关键时刻，安息日。
So every week, Sabbath day is the key time when we can gain strength.
第十二节说，义人会发旺像棕树。
Verse 12 says, The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
能够生长像黎巴嫩的香柏树。
He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
我们会一直在神的殿里面不断的成长，而且结果子不断。
So we will continue to grow and bear fruit in the temple of God.
就算在老的时候，我们仍然结果子。
Even when we are old, we can continue to bear fruit.
所以愿我们都能够很重视安息日。
So may all of us really take the Sabbath seriously.
能够从安息日当中得到神的祝福，让我们信仰坚定不移。
And receive God's blessing and a strong faith on God, the Lord's Sabbath day.
我们的时间已经超过。
So we have passed our time.
所以 Joseph 弟兄的见证就留到下一次。
So Brother Joseph's testimony will have to wait till next time.
Ivan 弟兄也有更多见证。
And Brother Ivan has more testimonies.
所以我们明年的 NYTS 我们已经找到要见证的人了。
So next year's NYTS, we have already found the two people who are going to testify.
所以期待我们下一次的神训班，我们也能够继续来参加。
So we look forward to the next NYTS.
一定能够听到更多美好的见证，生命的分享。
That everyone can attend and enjoy even greater and more great testimonies.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给天上的真神。
May all the praise and glory be unto our heavenly Father.
我们现在低头默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息10分钟，之后回来祷告。